Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, two times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today, I am really, really excited to have the lovely Kimberly Meredith with us today. So Kimberly, if you don't know, is a best-selling author and a world-renowned medical medium and healer who has helped thousands of people from around the world. Following an accident which resulted in two near-death experiences, NDEs, she received miraculous healing gifts from the Holy Spirit. Kimberly's abilities have been scientifically validated by numerous research institutes. She also hosts the syndicated radio hit, The Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I am so excited to cover all of the amazing topics that we're going to talk about today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about being here.
Good. Amazing. Well, the first question that I love to ask each and every guest who comes on is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
I had my near-death experiences in 2013. So, you know, not too long ago. And they were quite significant to my life because my life was completely different. And I was working in the entertainment world. I was a medical consultant on television shows. And I also was a nurse assistant. So I was always in the medical field, but I wasn't a medical medium, which is quite different. And I got hit by a car. I was extremely sick and I had a really, really bad near-death experience.
And what is a medical medium for those thinking, what's a medical medium? I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, so out of that experience of having my NDE, out-of-body experience, my gifts awakened and I became a full-blown trans-channeler medium. So some people that are mediums, they just speak to the dead, crossover, you know, people that have crossed over. But my guides like to do mostly medical information. So when I do readings on people, I have a team that like to do all kinds of readings for people that have to do with medical conditions. And I like to get to the root cause of why you have a medical condition going on. And also a lot of people that I work with, I find out things that maybe you don't even know that you have. So I'm really good about being super nosy. People are like, oh my God, Kimberly, how did you know that I had a meniscus tear? Or how did you know I have Parkinson's? Or how did you know that I had, a breast lump that I didn't even know I had? So that's just how my guides work with me. They just go through every single thing and they're super fast.
You got to keep up with them.
Yeah. So my brain is just like, and so after my near-death experience, my gifts came to me, but some people have awakenings where, like I said, it's kind of like more speaking just about crossover readings, about family members want to come in and talk about their loved ones that have crossed over and want to give messages, which I do that. But mostly why I do my work is to help people with medical conditions and health and diet and things like that. But I'm really, really very helpful about finding pre-existing conditions.
Mm. And before you had your NDEs and obviously the accident, yes, did you explore spirituality before? Did you know anything about it? Were you like atheist? What were your sort of like beliefs and what you sort of liked beforehand?
I was really, it's so funny. Like my friends that know me, they're like, you were so different. Yes. No, I wasn't doing the 6 hours a day prayer that I do now in meditation. I was going to malls. I was reading the rag magazines. I was getting my nails done. I was shopping. I was going, like I said, in the entertainment world. I was going, you know, out to eat in restaurants and clubs and things. And I still loved God. I always prayed. I loved the Virgin Mary. I was, you know, still, but I wasn't heavily religious or anything like that, but nothing like my life now. After the near-death experiences and the transition of who I am now, this is a totally different person completely. I was not into anything like I am now.
So for those listening who have not heard of NDEs before, near-death experiences, or don't know what that is, what is an NDE and what was your experience? What happened for you when it actually happened?
Yes. In the near-death experience, especially, you know, I knew nothing about that, ever heard of anything like that, or was not even aware of what's going on. I was extremely hurt, and my fiance at the time got me to the hospital, and I started to, it's called coding, you're losing your life. And I went through a tunnel of light as the doctors and nurses are trying to save me. I could hear it kind of going on in the background. I just went through a very bright white light of tunnel light, and I could see lots of ancestors coming to me, like my shaman grandmother that I never met with, because she passed away before I was born. I saw her face coming at my face. I saw a vision of Jesus, the way I would view Jesus looking at me, and just bright light. It was amazing, just shining lights and beautiful flowers, roses, and it was just so beautiful. And I was floating, and a very bright, if you could imagine, ball like of light just coming right at you, like a shining sun. And the sun is coming so rapidly, speeding at you. It hit my face so hard, and it hit my chest like, I'd say like 150 miles per hour. And when it hit my chest, it thumped at me. And I remember thinking to myself in my consciousness, please get off me now. Like I kept saying, I don't want you on me, get off of me. And at the same time, my eyes were just completely like blinded. And at that point, I kept hearing, you're to stay here, you're to stay here, you're to stay here. And in my own consciousness, I kept saying, I want to stay there. The other side. I want to stay there because it was so nice. And I just was conflicting whether staying there and staying here. And at the same time, I kept feeling, you know, a lot of coldness going on. When I woke up, it felt, I knew in my mind that I had experienced something profound. And then also I knew that I wasn't the same.
Mm. And I mean, that must be just wild to experience, because, you know, how were you meant to process all of that? Like all the things that were, you know, coming to you and communicating to you, like you said, seeing your nan, like that must have been such a, well, obviously profound, but also weird experience because you're then trying to process everything and be like, right, what just happened? And what did I just see? Like, how can I explain that to people?
It's very interesting, Emma, because my fiance at the time didn't understand. I kept saying to him, I just saw God. And he's like, we all see God. I kept saying, I saw God. I saw God. He's like, we all see God. He didn't understand what I was saying. And I couldn't talk very well. I kept saying, I experienced God. He's like, we all do that. And I'm like, I kept saying it to him. He didn't understand. I kept saying it to him. And then as the days went on at the hospital, I kept realizing as they kept coming in, the doctors and the rabbi and the priests and people, they kept trying to explain to me that I would never walk again.
Wow.
And I would never hold my head up again. And that this was a serious situation and my life was not going to ever be the same again. You know, it was getting very grim. And so it was a really serious situation. And then finally I was taking some steps after several months in the wheelchair and going around the corridor and learning to start to walk. They released me to come home. And when I was coming home in the car with my fiance, I remember looking at him and looking at me, and I knew that I was never going to be my old self again.
Wow, I bet. And when did you sort of realize, like you said, that obviously you then had these gifts? When did that start to come through? When did you start to realize, whoa, okay, this is new?
Yeah, as it started progressing, I'd say a whole like 8 to 9 months after is when my eyes started blinking. And in the blinking, the communication started happening with the spirit guides, the omnipresent. And that's when I realized, hey, wait a minute. When I had the initial NDE, near-death experience at the hospital, the blinding light came through the eyes. And then I remembered when I was a baby, when I was a little girl, when I was born, my eyes were blinking. Mm-hmm. And I had the eye blinking about 6 months when I was a child. And then I stopped the blinking around 7 years old when my mom didn't like the blinking. She said, don't blink, don't blink. So it was meant to kind of full circle, come back again to communicate with spirit.
Clearly, quite clearly. Amazing story. So your new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, which is out with Hay House, love the cover as well, is all about transcending into the 5D. And obviously, as someone who's in the spiritual community, I hear about 5D a lot. We're moving into 5D. So what is 5D and how can we access this?
Yes, great question. The reason why I even started talking about the fifth dimension and going out and teaching about the fifth dimension was because of the spirit guides that started communicating with me, and I got healed into with the fifth dimensional energy. Because of my guides, our scientists, Casey and Einstein, Darwin, all of them are around me. And they're the ones that do all the great work, and they know all these medical terms, and they love all the dimensional frequencies. And because I didn't know any of this stuff, they took me into the higher dimensional frequency so I could heal myself. That's how I became to get healed. It's not a religion. It's a spiritual dimensional frequency. When we move out of the 3D world, which we're in right now, which is a lot of fear and ego, and lower dimensional dense energy, which is where we have fallen into, and we go into the fifth dimension and beyond, that's where the miracles happen. That's where the omnipresent comes in. And that frequency is so amazing. There's no time or space. It's fearless. And it's not like there's a memory of that or a memory of there. It's all happening now. And this energy is pure love and light. We're coming from the heart, and everything is possible. So when we're in that dimension, it's like if you have a lump or a tumor or a disease, you can be easily healed and it's gone out of your body. So when I started learning this practice and started learning my mediumship and my medical intuitiveness with people and started teaching how to do the hands-on healing, people were going into the fifth dimension and being healed. So that's why the book started. I started channeling the book and teaching people to go into fifth dimension. But the fifth dimension has been around since the beginning of time. And there are many dimensions. We go beyond the fifth dimension. But getting just into the fifth dimension is where the guides want us to start.
I was going to say, how many dimensions are there? How many are we working with?
Yeah, there's like 24 beyond dimensions, but We want to just at least get into the fifth dimension, because the fifth dimension is to access so many amazing possibilities. So many people talk about awakening their kundalini, awakening their chakras, right? Working on the chakras and the kundalini awakening and all of that. So once we get into the fifth dimension, those things are easily accessible to us, and having telepathy and having more and more of your gifts being easily accessible when you get into the fifth dimension.
Mm, and obviously I just saw a little rainbow light just appear next to you. That was weird. Really odd. By the angel wings, I just saw like a weird rainbow light and it went. Hopefully the camera's caught that. So on 5D then, obviously we hear about 5D. We now know what 5D means. So with all the events that have happened throughout the world, obviously over the last few years, as obviously a medical intuitive, obviously as someone who works with the 5D, are you seeing that humanity in the world is progressing into like 4D, 5D? You know, how on a practical level can we do that?
That's a great question. I do see, even though there is so much going on in the world right now that is looking very much like three-dimensional happening, because of the illnesses and everything going on, we are shifting. We are forced right now to shift into the fifth dimension. And because there's so many light workers and so many people that don't want, and I talk about it in the book, the climate crisis. And also I talk about a new revolutionary way of healing, which is not only understanding that the fifth dimension is about, of course, raising our consciousness spiritually in our body through meditation and exercises through our breath and going into our heart consciousness, but understanding that the third dimension is depopulating and that we had to have this change right now in the 3D world to move into the fifth dimension. We're being forced to go into the fifth dimension because we're.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In the awakening, we are moving into the fifth dimension no matter what. It had to happen because of the way our environment is not working out for us anymore. And because it's not working out spiritually, people want to take more responsibility, especially the millennials are like, we don't like this anymore. We want to change the way our world is. So it is moving. We are moving into the fifth dimension anyway.
Good. I'm glad to hear. Focusing on the health side of things then. So I love working with essential oils. I love using essential oils, yeah. But what essential oils would you recommend as using to help raise our vibes?
Oh God, I love essential oils. I am so into them. Okay. So I have going all the time in my office, in my house. I'm into Young Living essential oils. I love geranium. And I'm very much in the divine feminine. And because I feel like right now, especially, we need that kindness, the lovingness, the balance between the masculine and the feminine. We need both, but we need a lot of the feminine right now, especially because when I'm working with a lot of women and men, I feel there's a lot of things going on the left side of the body, which is the heart and the thyroid. And so I like rose, I like the lavender, and I like the geranium. But I also really like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Thieves.
Oh, no.
Thieves oil is so amazing right now because it gets rid of pathogens and it helps for COVID and it boosts your immune system. So Thieves is really cool. And you can put it in a diffuser and it cleans out the office and cleans out your room. And you can also put a little bit on your tongue to help if you get a sore throat. So those are a few of them that I really feel that could really help.
Brilliant. I love using peppermint. I feel like it really calms me and I love the smell of it as well. So peppermint is one of my favorite ones to use. And ylang ylang is another one that I picked up recently, which I love putting on in my office when I'm working. Like, I just love the smell of it.
Interesting you say peppermint, because peppermint, I don't know if you knew, I used to work in ICU as a nurse assistant for many years. I would not give up my nurse assistant job, even though I worked on many television shows. I worked on Grey's Anatomy. I don't know if you know Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I worked on these shows, but I still worked as a nurse assistant on many floors. And this one floor I worked on, I was the nurse assistant to Elizabeth Taylor. And we put peppermint in her room and it relaxed her body. We would use peppermint a lot on many people on the floors to relax them. That was the one essential oil we would use with people.
Interesting. Well, clearly my body needs some relaxation then. Clearly it's calling for that.
It's a good one to use in hospitals, yeah.
So what crystals are your favorite to use and how can they help us in body healing?
Okay, so this is really interesting because this is something that I never really was into before my near-death experience. So whoever is around me has their crystals that they like. They're very attracted to selenite. Do you know the selenite crystal?
Yes, love selenite.
Okay. So the selenite crystal is the one that I started using, obsessed with. I won't turn the camera, but there's one in my, this is my angel room. And it's this large over here on my counter. It's about this large. It was given to me as a present from a client, this thick.
Wow.
And when I first started going out, I would always, to big events and things, I would hear the guide say, use selenite. I'd do little selenite hearts in people's hands and hold them while I would do the scanning people and finding what's in their body. And then I would put my hands on them and do the prayer healing of the Virgin Mary. And I'm still using the selenites constantly because I feel it grounds and it clears the energy through the body.
Mm.
And I love putting them in the sun and regenerating the energy and pulling out the energy from the selenite and cleansing. And I love rose quartz. And I love, like at the office, I have a lot of jade. And what is the other one that I really love is what's the purple one? I love that quartz. It's another quartz crystal I love. I love it so much.
I love crystals too, though. Like, I honestly, it becomes a collection. I have my crystals for decorative purposes, crystals for useful purposes, crystals for jewelry.
Yeah, citrine. Citrine.
Yeah, citrine. I love citrine. I'm wearing citrine around my neck. I love my citrine necklace. And I love it just in the office anyway. But selenite, I do love selenite. And I just think it's got this really nice energy to it. And for me, I always like associate it with like angelic realm, unicorn realm, like really, really spiritual realm for some reason. So yeah, I love working with selenite. And I've actually got some selenite hearts in my office. So perfect.
I love it.
So your work also talks about self-healing. So what are your top tips and tools for us on self-healing?
Thank you. I know this for sure, that it's so important every day to spend time with your guides. Everybody has a special guide we're born with, and angels, and of course the omnipresent wants to come in and be with you. So I feel like a lot of times we're so busy, we have to work, we have our children, we have our family, and sometimes we have to exercise, and we're doing all these things, but we forget to take the time to communicate with our guides. And a lot of people say, well, Kimberly, I don't even have 5 minutes, but the guides say it's really important to take that. And that's a part of your self-care. That's a part of your exercise to do that. And when we do that, we lower our cortisol in our brain, relax our body, and we connect. And when we connect to our guides and our angels and to the omnipresent, then we get so much healing and communication, and they help us, not only helping us with our direction of our life, but our healing and our immune system. How do you feel about that?
Definitely. And I feel like I'm such a workaholic sometimes, like workaholism is definitely my healing. And, you know, definitely I found that like over the years, like I've had chronic acne and things, and I've had really stress related health issues. Only in the last sort of like 4 years, and last year, I really went on that healing journey to heal that. And I found that the more time that I take out for yoga, or the more time that I take out for just breath work, or just to sit and journal, or to just be like, do you know what? No, put that work down, Emma. It can be done tomorrow. Go and do something self-loving. Like, I find that my body's so much more relaxed. I find that I'm in a better state of mind as well. Like, I feel more motivated. I feel more productive because I'm not pushing and pushing and pushing in that masculine energy. I'm also pulling back and allowing the rest my body needs, or, you know, listening to my body, whatever it needs. So definitely I feel like in the last year, that's been a priority for me. Definitely.
Yes, that's wonderful. I definitely feel that. I feel that's super important to do that. And I have clients will say, okay, well, I'll make one day to do that. I can't do it every day, the 5 minutes a day. But some people will say, well, just before you get up in the morning and jump out of bed and grab your phone, because I have a lot of entrepreneur women that work with me, and they start looking at their phone or something, just take a couple minutes and lie in bed and just say a few gratefuls or take a couple breaths. I often look through my third eye. I'll say my thankfuls in the morning before I look, you know, and just even that a few minutes before you get up. Also, I feel like a little angel journal, or to have keeping a journal of your thoughts is really important to get it out on paper. Also in my book, I have a lot of different exercises and affirmations. I think it's good, even if you're driving, to hear beautiful music, just to take yourself away from the news is really important. Try to get in a little bit of exercise, of walking if you can. And also it's really important, I feel, raising yourself in the fifth dimension. I think people sometimes forget, if they're doing one thing, say they are really good at self-care and doing their exercise and meditation, but maybe they're still eating a lot of 3D food and 3D water. Like, some people will say, I'm really great at all this stuff, but I still drink tap water, or I still eat processed foods. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not in the whole regimen of, you know, the circle of, you know, the whole way of putting our life together and moving it all the way forward. And they're like, yeah, you're right. And it's interesting because everything has to be in alignment to move forward. Yeah. And that's okay because it's all a learning process. And I'd say, you know, 85% of our body is hydration. So it's really important that one of my chapters is dedicated to water because I just really feel like we really need to make sure that we're hydrated right and that we're breathing in the right kind of water too.
Absolutely. I think we all need that reminder to drink more water, be more mindful with it. I definitely do as well. And what you're saying about the morning ritual as well. I love my morning practice because like you say, instead of just get up straight on the phone, get up, go to work, or, you know, take the kids to school, whatever it is for people, you know, just having that 5 minutes, whatever it is. Like, I love doing my gratitude practice. I love just doing a bit of mindful meditation, connected to my guides, bit of energy protection, whatever I feel I need. I love doing that. And I feel like I know when I haven't done that on days where things have happened and I haven't been able to do it, I feel funky. I know when I haven't done it. So for me, it's like a non-negotiable because it's those moments that are going to set me up throughout the day with a great vibe. I feel more productive. I am more productive when I do it as well. So I feel like it helps in so many different ways. It helps obviously the mental mind, the physical body, the spiritual side as well. And I think, you know, it, even if it's 5 minutes, you know, it's that time to dedicate to yourself, isn't it?
Yes, you're so correct. Some people want to say, oh, do I need to do meditation and prayer, you know, 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day. I want to open my Kundalini. I want to make sure my chakras are great. All this, they get overwhelmed with that thought process. They think, oh my God, I have to do, you know, like a practice like that to have an awakening, to get into the fifth dimension. And that is not true. You don't need to do that. That, I mean, if you want to do that, by all means, you know, that's amazing. But just whatever you can put in, you're going to receive. You'll see how amazing it is. Even just sometimes people feel funny talking to their angels, like saying, good morning, spirit guides, I love you. Just talking back and forth communication, because love never dies. A lot of people feel their relatives have crossed over, they're mourning, they're grieving right now. A lot of things are happening. Having that communication with your guide, with the angels, with a loved one, if you're grieving, know that they're there for you. They're here for you. And doing that also is a really good process of recovering from grief also. And it can help you feel better. And you will start to see some response in your life and healing.
I love that. Love those tips. Thank you, Kimberly. So my last question to you today then is, what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my lovely listeners with?
Thank you. I would say that my piece of advice is that don't be so hard on yourself. You are special, and that everybody deserves to have a miracle in this life. And everybody, I feel, came here to be of service and help each other. We're all here to help our brothers and sisters. And I'm just so happy that I'm here to be of service to help you.
Yes, love it. Amazing. Thank you so much, Kimberly. So let's talk a little bit about your book then. So what can we expect? What can we expect in your book, and where can we get it?
When you get to my book, you can expect a lot of information about health and wellness, how to awaken your gifts. There is in the appendix miracle healings in it that are really cool to read about, and just a load of information about food and diet plans, also nutritional tips. And you can get my book at thehealingtrilogy.com. That's my website, and it's also at Barnes and Noble and Amazon.
Amazing. And here in the UK, it's obviously in anywhere that sells books, Waterstones. And I'm sure if you get it on Amazon, then obviously that is worldwide. But I will put a clickable link to Kimberly's book and website in the description. So you've got a nice, easy link that you can find really quickly to it. But Kimberly, can you tell everybody where they can find your work if they would like to know more about you and what you do?
Yes. So if you'd like a session with me, I do Skype sessions and all over. And I have an angel club too. We do lots of classes. And if you'd like to find me, I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for coming on. I've so enjoyed our conversation. I've loved talking all things 5D. I've learned so much today as well, which I'm so excited to read in your book as well. So a big, big thank you for coming on and sharing your wonderful pearls of wisdom with everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emma. I love being here. Thank you so much, everybody.
So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed Kimberly and I's conversation today. As always, you can find a clickable link to Kimberly's work in the description below. And of course, if you want to find out more about myself, my books, my coaching, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all in the description below and on emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.